The resurgence of hostilities between Pakistan and India has made travel between the two countries nearly impossible. What has not stopped crossing into Pakistan is Indian pop culture. Pakistanis are perhaps the world's most enthusiastic consumers of Indian movies, TV, and music. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Rawalpindi, Pakistan.
Music blares from an open-door restaurant. A few blocks away, partygoers dance. And at home, a family watches a film on DVD. These sounds of Pakistan have one thing in common. They're not Pakistani. All of these songs and films are imports from India. Visit any record or movie shop in town, and you'll find the shelves dominated by Indian entertainment. At the Books and Bookstore in Rawalpindi, a shop owner named Moin shows off racks of Indian recordings.
This one, Indian songs, only Indian songs.
This, all of these
Indian ones.
And this?
This is also Indian.
Moin says the majority of his customers prefer Indian products. Ask people on the street, and there doesn't seem to be any competition. 24-year-old Taba's son and her cousin, 16-year-old Hina, say Pakistanis are crazy about Indian entertainment.
Which movies do you prefer, Indian movies or Pakistani movies?
Yes, absolutely. Indian movies.
Indian is the best.
Definitely say Indian movies.
This admiration for Indian pop culture is perhaps unexpected. After all, Pakistan's history of hostility with India goes back more than half a century, to the first of three wars fought over the disputed territory of Kashmir. Artist and sculptor Jamal Shah says many Pakistanis view India with distrust.
Everybody in Pakistan feels that the state of Pakistan, in a way, is threatened by India.
So how can they be infatuated with their adversary's culture? Similar languages, for one thing. The Urdu language spoken by Pakistanis is almost the same as India's Hindi. Second, up until 1947, the two countries were one giant British colony. Artist Jamal Shah says many Pakistanis still accept Indian music and culture as their own.
The stars are not considered enemies. Art can transcend boundaries. That's one proof of art being a very powerful medium. So they actually rightfully appreciate Indian cinema because Indian cinema is far superior than Pakistani cinema.
Pakistanis say their own small-budget movies are a joke when compared to the quality of the slick Indian films produced in such quantity in Bombay that the city is known as Bollywood.
Pakistani movies are all flop. It's the same story they repeat all over. Boring.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the border, Indians are discovering new Pakistani pop musicians, while older Pakistani artists such as singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan continue to be regarded as cultural heroes. Pakistani artist Jamal Shah says it's these deep cultural ties that may one day allow India and Pakistan to overcome their differences.
So there is so much that we share. A heritage which is thousands of years old. And if they use the same heritage, if they allow, give a chance to cinema, give a chance to art, give a chance to dialogue, music, I think even the issues like Kashmir can also be solved.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Rawalpindi, Pakistan.